The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, we're talking 9/11 memories. We took most of the 4 o'clock hour to do so, and I've opened the phone lines to do it again this hour, and it's obvious. Several of you want to continue that, and I am delighted to do so. Next up is Kathleen in Delaware. Kathleen, thank you so much for calling. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Thank you, Bob, and thank you for being one of my customers at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, we love Chick-fil-A, and I know exactly who you are.
I'm the lady in the dining room.
Yes. My wife and I know exactly who you are. Thank you for your excellent service.
You are welcome. Anyway, I wanted to thank you for doing this program. You know, my parents were alive for Pearl Harbor, and as much as they would try to set the context for it, we can't get it. We just can't. You know, we didn't experience it. And I feel like the kids who've grown up, you know, without being alive during that time, or, you know, we need to tell them. They won't completely understand it, but we need to tell them.
So, absolutely. And that's why I wanted to do this today, because we have a lot of young people who listen to this program, and they have no clue what it was like. So I want them to hear what people heard, what they thought, what they experienced, what they feared, what they speculated, because speculation was just insane during that time.
Yeah, so thank you so much. I was driving to my job down in Midway, off of 71, down in Madison County, and I just had a pretty bad attitude that day, just about going to work, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a gorgeous day. I taught elementary music, and as I was walking the hall, I saw that some of the teachers had the TV on. We never told those students, so I went through that whole day, you know, without the chance to sort of process. So I knew about it, but we didn't tell the students. And I was in one of my phases where I had gotten rid of the TV because it was not helping me. So you were my guy. I was listening to you nonstop, sitting in my office chair, stunned, just listening to you the whole evening.
Is that right?
That is right.
Well, you know, I'll never forget that, because we had so little information. And during the commercial breaks, I would try to, you know, bring people up to date as much as I could. But we were flying blind. We really, really were. And our company made some major changes as far as our access to news. Back then, Salem Radio Network was pretty light on providing our local stations with news outlets and so forth, and that has changed dramatically, and much of that was because of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Kathleen.
You did a great job, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope Joy and I will see you again soon at Chick-fil-A.
I do, too.
All right. God bless you. Let's go to, is it Sherita in Dublin?
That is right.
I got it right?
You did.
Well, I'm glad. I was afraid I would just butcher it. Sherita, thank you for calling.
It.
Welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to share a little bit because you know how you just remember certain days just so vividly? And sights and smells, and I remember I was kind of a new mom. I had a year and a half old child and was really struggling in life, and so I signed up to go to a mothers of preschoolers group, and that particular day was the first day of the meeting. And I remember driving in and pulling into the church parking lot, and for whatever reason, the sky looked so beautiful that day. It's so blue, so clear. And I remember saying to my daughter, I'm like, oh, honey, it's such a beautiful day outside. And just about that time, a friend of mine who's on the radio announced that a plane hit a tower. Mm-hmm. And my first, I guess I'm naive, my first thought was like, how do you not miss a tower
yeah.
when you're flying, you know?
Yeah.
And so I went on into the thing, and as we were having our MOPS meeting, people were coming in and saying, another plane hit another tower, now they've hit the Pentagon. And we were all like, what on earth? And one of the ladies in that group, her brother was in the Twin Towers. And so she was panicked and wanting to know what was going on, trying to reach him. And we were all just sitting there praying so hard. And he ended up being fine. But there's just so much I remember. I don't know if you remember just how quiet the night was.
Oh, I do.
The planes couldn't fly.
And you mentioned the sky. And I would never remember what the sky was like on any particular day. But I remember vividly that evening looking up because there was not a single jet contrail in the sky. Not
one.
Nothing. There were no clouds. It was a brilliant blue sky. And that's something you don't think about. But at any given time, if you have clear skies, you can look up and see, you know, a dozen or more jet contrails.
I mean, I'm looking up now.
Nothing.
And I see this, you know?
Yeah, nothing.
And
I'll never forget that.
It was a deafening silence, is
yes.
what I could call it. It was so deafening because there was nothing. Nothing. Everybody was in their home. There were few cars on the road. There were
planes
in the air. And I just remember sitting there thinking, this is awful. This is like the worst thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And that day after, my uncle passed away, and my parents had to go from Ohio down to Texas.
Oh, wow.
And we were so frightened for them. There was no way they could fly, so they drove.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so frightened because they got lost, and we couldn't find them. And we're like, oh, my gosh, what's happened? And like, we were just panicked, you know. And, you know, back then, cell phones aren't like they are now. And, you know, you just didn't have this communication like we do now. But I just remember. And then the other memory I have is I am an OBGYN medical assistant. And I worked on the east side. And there were a lot of Muslim patients that I had. And they wouldn't come to their appointments. They would not come. They were afraid of us.
Yeah,
they were afraid that we would say something, do something, or whatever to them. And I felt so sorry for these people that had nothing to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
These poor ladies who are pregnant, and they need to come to their appointment. It took a long time to get them to come back.
Sure.
You know, they were so afraid.
Yeah. Well, I think fear...
That's what they're used to.
Yeah, fear was a very common emotion for... Mm-hmm. Several days after 9/11, because we just didn't know what was going to happen next. We just didn't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, Sherita, thank you so much for calling and sharing with us. I appreciate it very much. God bless you.
Thanks.
All right.
You too.
And next, we're going to go to Mansfield, Ohio, and talk to Linda. Hi, Linda. You're up next on Bob Burney Live. Thank you for calling. Welcome.
Hi. Yeah, I got, there's a couple things. My experience myself was probably just like anybody else, is just watching it on television in horrified silence. But my parents were in New York in September. And my mom on the night, they were on the ferry, and she had taken a snapshot of the Twin Towers, and then they came back to Ohio on the 10th.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
And, yeah. And, there was something else, too, I was going to say, and I my husband. We were living in Columbus at the time. My husband was working at the Defense Depot, and my husband is Polynesian, and so he's, you know, dark-complected and everything, and he has, one of those scruffy-looking little beards, you know, because it makes him look a little bit older. Mm-hmm. And he was at work, and he was watching on television, and some idiot came in to the break room while he was watching it and said, told him, he said, "You better watch out. They're going to come and get you."
Hmm.
And my husband was, I was like, yeah, I guess there are idiots working for the government, you know.
So there are people who could have mistaken him as for a Muslim.
Yeah, there were. I mean, they were just joking, but, you know, it's not, it was a very poor taste joke. But, those were two of the things that stuck out in my head. Oh, and my daughter complaining because I didn't pull her out of school.
Well, a lot of people did. A lot of people did, yeah. Because of the incredible uncertainty. And
I figured that she was probably safest there because, you know, we lived in Whitehall, which is so close to the defense depot, and I figured, you know, military installations were probably the most apt to get something, you know. And so I figured, you know, she was farther away from it than I was in where we lived. So I decided, you know, they were probably safer at school. So that's why I didn't pull her out.
Yeah. All right. Well, Linda.
Yeah, that was my experience.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right. We're going to take the final break of the hour. If you would like to share your memories, please do so. I've got a phone line available at 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is 9/11, a day that changed America forever. I was not the only one, but I went on the air. I went on the radio on 9/11 that afternoon and said, folks, listen, we'll never be the same, ever. America will never be the same. Well, that is true. And I don't think we will ever go back to 9/10. I think that's pretty much impossible. We have been changed, and we should not forget. And that's why I've opened the phone lines to you folks and asking you to share your memories, your thoughts. And next up is Jillian in Lancaster, Ohio. Jillian, thank you for calling and welcome.
Thank you, Bob. I listen to you every afternoon coming home from work. I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate the encouragement.
So on that day, I happened to take a personal day, and I worked at Rickenbacker International Airport in the airport operations department. And I was also an air traffic controller part-time in the tower.
Really?
And I happened, yes, I was. And I happened to take a personal day that day. So I'm sitting, you know, having my coffee that morning, watching TV, really not paying attention. And then all of a sudden, I see the airplane go into the tower. And they were saying it was a light Cessna at the time.
Right.
And and then the second one came in, and they thought, they were like, no, that's a bigger aircraft. And I thought to myself, man, those wings are long. It has to be a bigger airplane. And I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, what has happened here? Two people are now, you know, I mean, two airplanes have crashed into the towers, and I just could not believe it. So I called work immediately, and I was, hey, do you need me to come in? And they said, nope, we are minimally manning now. All of the airplanes are grounded. And I'm ex-military. I'm ex-Navy, had just gotten out in 97. And I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, this is it. It's happening. I mean, mm-hmm. We're going to have war on U.S. soil now.
Yeah.
That was my thought, Bob. I was scared to death. Both my husband and I are veterans, and we just thought, this is the end of the time, the peace time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was true. And, you know, our country has never recovered from that. And I think that I just hope, you know, I think we have gotten a little bit complacent, you know, since then. It's been 18 years. And, you know, I just worry that, you know, we if we don't keep an eye on what's going on in our country, and that we're going to lose sight of, you know, our freedoms. I really do.
That's fascinating that you were an air traffic controller at that time. To your knowledge, because, of course, air traffic control changed dramatically from Pearl Harbor till today. But even after Pearl Harbor, I don't believe all domestic aircraft were grounded in the entire country, were they?
No, I don't think they were. You know, I don't think they were. I think this was one of the, you know, very single times that something like that has happened. And, you know, I can't even imagine what was going through the minds of those controllers when they were hearing this, when they were getting the calls from the airplanes. And, you know, I've dealt with airplanes that have crashed before, but to, you know, to be a part of that kind of a situation, I just don't even know what I would have done. And, you know, and they were like, they did not want to believe that that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that all of the planes in the nation were grounded at that time, my husband happened to be in Michigan traveling, and so he was away. And then the only thing I could think of was, I got to get to my pastor's house. And it turns out he was traveling, so I sat there with my pastor's wife, and we watched it all day, all afternoon, until they called and said to come pick up the kids.
Well, there were so many people stranded all over the United States,
absolutely.
And rental cars were gone.
Yes.
You know, people snatch rental cars, and, you know, there were no rental cars at all.
Absolutely.
Our general manager for WRFD was up in Chicago. And it was 2 or 3 days before he could get back, because obviously there were no planes, there were no rental cars. There was no way to travel. Refresh my memory, Jillian. How many days before flights began again?
You know, honestly, I cannot remember that. I don't know, but I don't think it was more than 24 hours.
Really?
If my memory serves me right, I don't think it was more than 24 hours.
Okay, interesting.
But I would definitely want to fact check that.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, and here's a fact check. I'm out of time. Jillian, thank you so much for calling.
You're
God
very
bless
welcome.
You. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.
You as well. All right, we've got to go, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.